The test started with a report of a man with a gun at the middle school. Students practiced disarming the suspect and helping emergency crews get control of the situation. Another scenario involves students being held hostage on a school bus. Organizers call the drill an important lesson for all involved.
For students, first of all, to experience it, and for the first responders to actually respond to it. So they're seeing exactly how they're going to feel, how it's going to work together when they actually respond to a disaster.
The drill was mostly paid for with federal grants from Homeland Security.